Now, somebody, I actually had a doctor that called me up and was running three different clinics. He had his own manufacturer for the products. He loved the BTT and went to his manufacturer and say, can you make me a knockoff? Can you make me a version of the BTT? His manufacturer got back to him and says, we can't even get all those nutrients. We get 75% of them, and it's going to be $75 a bottle at 1,000 plus bottles a run. Okay? Now, which is more, what we sell the product for or $75 a bottle? He's like, so I'm going to get a better product. I don't need to do 1,000 bottles at a time. And it's cheaper for me if I use Dr. Wallach's products, right? And it's Dr. Wallach and then Steve Wallach and Richard Wright and the whole Youngevity Scientific Advisory Board that puts that together. And so we really appreciate them. But there's incredible value in the product. But that's the core of what we do. Hard tissue, soft tissue, blood sugar, and digestion. Why can we put in the categories? Because the concept is, when you look at how the body works, did you realize that if you have a breakdown in the bones of your inner ear, or in your neck, or in your spine, or your knees, or your elbow, depending on where it's broken down, it will often be given a different name of a disease, right? Anybody heard of sciatica? Or tinnitus, or ringing in the ears. The disease names will be different. But your body uses the same nutrition to rebuild the bones in your ear as it does to rebuild the bones in your knee, as it does to rebuild the bones in your spine. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And in fact, if you look at that nutritional package as a package, we know bones use a lot of calcium and magnesium. You know what else uses calcium and magnesium? Your muscles do. Calcium to contract, magnesium to relax. Anybody heard of a leg cramp? It happens at night, you're not using your muscles and your body's trying to rebuild the bones, so it borrows nutrients out of your muscles and you get a leg cramp because you don't have enough. That's why you can see in the same category, people with stiff shoulders or they get migraine headaches or things like that will be in the same category. So all we're going to try to do is identify the category, right? And to do that, part of our innovation is this little form here called a self-evaluation sheet. Now, here's the beauty of a self-evaluation sheet. Who does the evaluation? Does that person have to be a doctor to do a self-evaluation? See, if you're not a doctor, you're not a medical profession, and it's wonderful that we have more and more medical professionals joining us. We actually, I co-host a call with, I think we're up to about 100 different doctors on Thursday mornings that want to learn Dr. Wallach's protocols, NDs and MDs and doctors of chiropractic medicine. And it's wonderful to see more of them joining us. But though if you're not a health professional, you don't diagnose, you don't treat. But that person has every right to self-evaluate. And all we do is ask them some basic questions, and they can determine on whether or not they have issues in those categories. Now, this is the basics. We want to get on some advance, so I'm going to go kind of quickly on this. There are webinars that we do every Tuesday night that walk through this basic concept. They're live webinars that people can chat and ask questions, but we sometimes do have to rephrase those questions. For immune support, Dr. Wallach recommends, right? Okay, so let me just ask, and we can do this by a show of hands. How many of you have ever had an eyelid twitch or a leg cramp or back pain or knee pain or had cavities even though you brushed your teeth, right? How many have ever been physically tired and have trouble getting to sleep? Well, those are all signs of what's happening in hard tissue. And you just evaluate on a 0 to 5. You don't have any. If it's a 0, barely have it, it's a 1. 2 to 3, you've got it. 4 or 5, severe, right? And we want you to take this and to put those numbers down, and as people use the products, to then measure it again in 30 days, 90 days, and 6 months. And it's our belief and it's our experience that as people give the body what it needs, those scores will go down as your body rebuilds. Okay? Now, sometimes I have people that say, I don't have any pain at all. I'm on painkillers. And so be aware that they're still in that category. Now let's go on to the next one, soft tissue. Soft tissue is typically the stuff in the body that's not hard tissue. And what happens is these things get a dry membrane. Anybody ever had dry skin? Okay, here's one of the truths about arteriosclerosis, hardening of the arteries, is never from cholesterol. And Dr. Wallach said that since 1971 when he did the autopsies and said, vegetarians have more arteriosclerosis than meat eaters. They don't eat cholesterol, they have more atherosclerosis. He says, it can't be cholesterol. And last year, Time Magazine came out, cover story, butter. For years, we thought fat was the enemy. Why? We were wrong. It said, eat butter. That was the cover story for that, okay? The truth is, cholesterol doesn't cause the hardening of the arteries. It's caused from cracked arteries. So your body doesn't bleed to death internally. And here's another truth about veterinary medicine. They understand that the body gives signs on the outside of what's happening on the inside. Do you know the signs that Dr. Wallach explains are the signs of cracked arteries? Cracked heels. Not your shoe, but the foot underneath, right? So if you're saying, hey, my heels, I'm using plenty of cream, they're not cracked. Dr. Wallach says they should actually be look like baby skin even without the cream. Okay? And that also puts a, has anybody noticed you go without shoes, they get cracked easier? Okay? Nutrition is like gas or oil for the car. The more you drive, the more you need, right? How much oil does your body need on a daily basis? How much gas does your car need on a daily basis? This is our analogy. How much gas does your car need on a daily basis? Depends on how much you drive, depends on how big your car is, right? So our standard is the bigger the car, the more gasoline, the bigger the person, the more nutrition. But even then, if you have an active lifestyle, you still need more. If you have extra stress, you still need more. Does that make sense to everyone? So we're going to give some guidelines, but the truth is, if you're showing things in these categories, you can need more nutrients to repair that tissue. Now, it's not just dry skin, dry lungs.